All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive? Like you're constantly plugged in, checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, and just exhausted? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving headfirst into something super important: the power of the digital detox. Think about it, our lives are more connected than ever before. Phones glued to our hands, laptops open at all hours, notifications pinging us every minute. While technology has its amazing benefits, let's be real, sometimes it feels like it's hijacking our attention, our energy, even our happiness. Here's the deal: a digital detox isn't about becoming a Luddite and abandoning your tech altogether. It's about consciously taking back control, creating space for stillness and reflection, and rediscovering the joy of being present in the real world. Trust me, the stuff can be life-changing. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your own digital detox journey. First up, reduce those distractions. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your phone keeps buzzing? Annoying, right? Set boundaries. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media. Turn off those pesky notifications during work hours or even just mealtimes. Remember, focusing on one thing at a time is way more effective than juggling 10 tabs at once. Second, reclaim your free time. Ever feel like there's not enough hours in the day? Well, sometimes it's because we're spending precious time scrolling through endless feeds. How about using that time for something truly fulfilling, reading a book, taking a walk in nature, learning a new skill, or just hanging out with loved ones? Third, improve your sleep. Seriously, those late night phone scrolls are messing with your sleep cycle and leaving you feeling drained. Aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before bed. Read a book, take a warm bath, meditate, anything that helps you wind down and relax. Trust me, the difference in how you feel will be worth it. Next up, boost your creativity. Remember those days when you could just sit and daydream, letting your imagination run wild? Technology can be great for inspiration, but too much stimulation can actually block creativity. Dedicate some time to unplugged activities: drawing, writing, playing music, or even just sitting in silence and observing the world around you. Finally, connect with yourself. In a world full of constant noise and distractions, it's easy to lose touch with who we really are. A digital detox can help us reconnect with our inner selves. Take time for self-reflection, journaling, meditation, anything that helps you cultivate mindfulness and peace. Now, let me tell you about a real-life example that drives this point home. Imagine a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, checking emails, social media, news feeds, you name it. Her anxiety levels were through the roof, she was exhausted all the time, and she felt disconnected from her loved ones. So, she decided to take a week-long digital detox. No phone, no laptop, just good old-fashioned face-to-face interactions, hikes in nature, reading books, you know, the stuff that actually nourishes your soul. By the end of the week, Sarah was a different person. She felt calmer, more focused, and more present. She realized how much time she'd wasted scrolling and how much more fulfilling it was to be truly engaged with her surroundings and the people around her. Look, I get it, life is busy and technology is here to stay. But remember, we're not slaves to our devices. We have the power to choose how we use them. A digital detox isn't about deprivation, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and attention. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, set those boundaries, unplug for a bit, and rediscover the beauty of the real world. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Next week, we'll be diving into another powerful tool for mental fitness, the practice of gratitude. Stay tuned.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.